AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The takeaway from Toronto after a Delta jet flipped upside down on a snowy runway is...
First and foremost, there was no loss of life.
Airport CEO Deborah Flint says 80 people were on board, and those hurt had relatively minor injuries. It was snowing, and winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour in Toronto. The flight was arriving from Minneapolis. The crash is the fourth major aviation accident in North America in the past 3 weeks. Canadian authorities provided no details on the crash. Delegations led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Saudi Arabia about the future of Ukraine. But Ukraine is not involved, and President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country won't accept the outcome if Kyiv doesn't take part. Kirill Dmitrev is head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund.
We really see that President Trump and his team is a team of problem solvers, people who have already addressed a number of big challenges very swiftly, very efficiently, and very successfully. And we believe that this problem-solving approach is very important to address issues that the world is facing now.
European leaders want a say in the talks and say the U.S. is brushing them off. More upheaval among government workers.
The AP's learned the Social Security Administration's acting commissioner has stepped down over Department of Government Efficiency requests for access to sensitive information of Social Security recipients. Michelle King had more than 30 years of service at the IRS. Two people familiar with the situation say her departure came after King refused requests from DOGE staffers. The White House has replaced her with another acting commissioner who's a career Social Security anti-fraud expert. But the White House notes in a statement that President Trump has nominated a permanent chief and expects swift confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. An arrest has been made in connection with a death near the Canadian border.
State police in Maryland say they've arrested 34-year-old Jack Lasota, who's believed to be the leader of a group called the Zizians. They're tied to the killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near the Canadian border in January, as well as five other homicides in Vermont, Pennsylvania, and California. Along with Lasota, police arrested suspected group member Michelle Zajko. Both face multiple charges. The Zizians are described as a group of young, highly intelligent computer scientists who met online, shared anarchist beliefs, and became increasingly violent. They write online about radical veganism, gender identity, and artificial intelligence. Lasota, also known as Ziz, has been seen near multiple crime scenes and has connections to various suspects. A bail hearing is scheduled for Lasota and Zajko on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.